We aired a story recently about a report that says West Virginia is behind its neighboring states in creating jobs in solar energy. The report, using solar PV to create economic diversity in West Virginia, five policy recommendations, was written by the Mountain Institute and Downstream Strategies. Among its recommendations are creating tax incentives for individuals and businesses, third-party financing for nonprofits and local governments, and the expansion of net metering, where owners of solar energy sell what they don't use to the power company. This report caught the attention of Robin Mahonen, a founder of a group called the Wheeling Water Warriors. It inspired her to organize a public event for the Wheeling community to learn more about solar options.
Our primary objective has been to bring attention and awareness and education to the people about the issues related to fracking in our community, particularly the possible dangers to public health and the environment. And not wanting to be your negative Nancy, so to speak, we decided that it was very important for us to not only say what we don't want, but also what we do want, and to present some viable alternatives for the community in terms of renewables and solar power and that type of thing.
One of the report's authors, Aaron Such, gave the presentation at the event, which took place at Wheeling Jesuit University. Such is the energy program manager at the Mountain Institute, an organization with a mission to promote economic development in mountain regions that include West Virginia and Nepal. He says solar power is a practical option to mitigate rising energy costs.
Well, solar is certainly feasible. In fact, right here in Wheeling, for example, we get about 80% of the solar resource that Miami does. Compared to Germany, which is the world leader in solar, they have five times the amount of installed solar that we do. We get nearly twice as much solar resource that they do. Solar is a tremendously strong resource that is capable of being captured in a lot of different climates, and West Virginia is no exception.
Such says with proper policy incentives and some public enthusiasm, solar is pretty well set to soar in West Virginia.
For an average resident, there's a lot of incentives available right now, and you have to remember with solar that you're actually prepaying your electricity for as long as the system lasts. In this case, solar is estimated to last at more than 35 years. And you're also paying for the benefit of being able to produce your own electricity and that independence. So in many cases, we're seeing payback periods starting to shorten as the technology gets better. And it really just takes a longer-term perspective.
As for Robin Mahonen of the Wheeling Water Warriors, she says she and her husband, Ed, are jumping onto the solar bandwagon as soon as possible.
Eddie and I will be looking into putting solar power on our house this late spring, early summer. As soon as the ice melts, we're going to get those panels up there. We're very excited about that.
Mahonen is also happy that Wheeling city officials have agreed to hear a similar presentation. That is scheduled for early March. Such says he'll also be speaking with community members in Morgantown later this month.